Welcome to Musings with me at Butterfly Effect with Lisa, also known as me. And I hope that wherever this finds you in your day, it generates critical thinking and discussion for those you love and care about. In this episode, I'm musing on pillars of relationships, or you could also say pillars in relationships. Before I delve into this concept for all relationships, I'd love to share an excerpt from a poem, The Prophet on Marriage by Khalil Gibran. This is a beautiful piece of poetry and inspiration for metaphor I have used many times with clients. It was gifted to me by a childhood friend for my wedding day, just a couple of years ago when I was 23. At that age, I didn't understand its meaning. In fact, I was a little bit pissed off that someone would think that partners should stand apart, because I always thought that, you know, you become one and you live your lives together. I had this whole perception on what marriage was. I was also very insecure then. Now, however, having grown in my own skin as a wife, a mother, a friend, somebody out in the world, a family member, a worker, I understand it in a way that I really wish I had at 23. I really wish I had at 23. And for those of you who would like to hear that, which you're all going to anyway unless you skip ahead, here is The Prophet on Marriage. Then Almitra spoke again and said, "And what of marriage, master?" And he answered, saying, "You were born together, and you shall be forevermore. You shall be together when the white wings of death scatter your days. Aye, you shall be together, even in the silent memory of God. But let there be spaces in your togetherness, and let the winds of heaven dance between you. Love one another, but make not a bond of love. Let it rather be a moving sea between the shores of your souls. Fill each other's cup, but drink not from one cup. Give one another of your bread, but eat not from the same loaf. Sing and dance together and be joyous, but let each one of you be alone, even as the strings of the lute are alone, though they quiver with the same music. Give your hearts, but not into each other's keeping, for only the hand of life can contain your hearts. And stand together, yet not too near together, for the pillars of the temple stand apart, and the oak tree and the cypress grow not in each other's shadow." That is such an inspiration for all relationships. Yes, marriage, but also our families, ourselves as parents with our children, ourselves in friendships, whatever the relationship is. Think about that. Consider the impact or meaning of those words on your own relationships. If you think about it, they don't only refer to that marriage. I often liken ourselves to being pillars, or like the huge oak or kauri tree in any relationship. With one of my clients recently, I was referring to this metaphor in regard to whānau or family dynamics. Imagine each member as being an individual pillar or individual kauri tree, tall, strong, flexible, and grounded securely into the earth. In an ideal world, they are stood apart in their own strength, in their own interests, in their own abilities, their own merit, yet collectively holding up the roof or creating the protective canopy of the whānau as a whole, or the family as a whole. Now imagine for a moment all of them standing in the middle. If we are speaking of pillars, then assume that they are all standing in the middle. The roof would have no stability and is more likely to collapse, be caught by winds and toppled over in the slightest gale. So if you think all those pillars in the middle and the roof on the top, you've got less stability for that roof to stay stable. That doesn't make sense, does it? But you know what I mean. It is less stable with only those all in the center. If you think of pillars all being around and that canopy being over the top or the roof being over the top, it is so much more stable if they are out and they allow room between them so that those winds of heaven can pass between them. The same goes for the mighty kauri or the oak. These beautiful, majestic trees cannot grow close together. They have to stand apart so that they can grow to their full potential and create that impressive foliage that is above us, that protects the rest of the forest. Through their standing apart, there is less resistance to the wind and other natural forces, and it can flow between them. So when we as humans manage this in the same way, through self-care, through exploring interests, flexing and testing our abilities, I'm a tree, I can bend, we are stronger, we are more resilient, we are more sure of ourselves and can let the winds of heaven dance between us. By having strong main supports or pillars, we can allow our metaphorical smaller shoots, our babies, our pepi or structures, to remain safe, protected, and encompassed by a secure structure that can resist the impact of external winds, can resist the stuff that happens in the outside world. When we have all of those pillars strong in who they are, when one falters, the others can hold it. So how do we ensure longevity, vitality, well-being of these pillars or mighty trees? We ensure they are cared for regularly. We can't do this if we're not caring for self, if we are spending all our time racing around looking after all the other pillars, ours is no longer strong. The pillar that has peeling paint becomes less resistant to the elements and can begin to crumble. And the trees that are not nourished adequately are more likely to succumb to disease or become weak and collapse under pressure. Both, like I was saying just before, leaving the others to try and keep the integrity of the structure or canopy. So if we continue with the metaphor of the pillar and we address the need to care for, protect and extend the lifetime of their structure, there is a myriad of paint colours or self-care activities that can be explored. Through self-care and doing things we want to do, then our ability to stand strong and hold our piece of roof becomes easier. We aren't as tired, we aren't as worn out, we aren't battered or crumbling or losing our shit at the kids. And all of us have to do this so that no one pillar is trying to hold the roof on their own. So this also translates in the reverse, where all pillars are struggling to hold the weight of the family roof, or all trees are neglected, malnourished or diseased in some way, and the canopy feels like it's about to fall. And we go through those times in our lives with our families. It happens. It's real. And that's okay. What needs to happen then is that we become aware of that. It only takes one of them to be nourished or repaired to create an improved outcome. So when we are all falling down, I mean, one has to step up and make change. When one pillar begins the process of rejuvenation, or one tree is watered and fertilized, then all those around them get the runoff or flow-on effect. Think of You know, we are the same. When one member of a family begins to choose well-being and chooses to step up and become more, there is a flow-on effect from that as well. It may be small and it may even be unseen to start with, but it's there. It's like the seed that gets planted. We can't see what's happening, but amazing shit is happening under the soil. We just can't see it yet. And that's the same for those things that we start. They're like ripples in a pond. It flows out from where it begins and it hits everything in its wake. And those around us begin to see our renewed pillar, our nourished tree, and they cannot help but vibrate up to meet us where we are now. If you think of all of us as being vibrational, energetic beings, which we are more energy than we are matter. Check the science on that. That's a whole other podcast. If we are shifting our energetic vibration, think of when you go into a room, and if you go in a space of upliftment and joy, it's like that saying of you can pass on a smile. You smile at one person, they smile at another person, they smile at another person. You are creating ripples. And if you do that within your family, when you come home, if you're in a shit mood, that vibrates out to everybody else. There are ripple effects of that. You come home in a shit mood, everybody else cops it or they pick up on it, and the answer is yes, I'm fine, when you're not. That ripples out and then there starts to be arguments, and so none of those pillars are solid. When we come in that uplifted space, it vibrates or ripples out to all of those trees or pillars as well. They feel it. They know it. So through the shifting of support amongst family members, we see a renewal of strength in our framework, a strengthening of our canopy. And those who are not yet ready to hold the structure with us see us growing and strengthening and developing. And they aspire to do the same. Be the role model. You can't make other people do what you want them to do. You can only change you. You can only change you. So by us strengthening and growing and developing, our whole whānau or family strengthen as a result. And granted, there may be some creaking and groaning, probably a lot of groaning along the way, or pruning away of dead wood, things that are not working anymore, and a need to renovate whole areas of our family structure. Yet through all of this, we get to reinforce the integrity of ourselves as individuals, of our family as a whole, and the way in which we support each other, grow together, and let the winds of heaven dance between us. We have to grow ourselves. We have to be the role model. We have to make the change, regardless of whether everybody else is on board or not. We have to do it for us. And in the shifting of ourselves, others shift. And our whole whānau or our whole family shift with us. It's like the saying, give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish and he eats for a lifetime. Not going to work for me because I'm a vegan, but that's okay. But you get what I mean. When we shift ourselves, we can shift our family. It may not be seen straight away, but the ripples go out. And I leave this question with you to ponder. What will you do to ensure you stand strong, nourished, secure as a pillar in your family? How can you foster an environment where the winds of heaven dance between you, ensuring that weeds of discord and pissed offness and annoyance and I don't want to do that and neglect have no place to take root. So I leave you with that for this week. And I hope that this resonates with you in some way, leaves you thinking and pondering for yourself and your family. Have a discussion. See what they think. See how you can make change in your space that creates a better life for you and your family. Love to you all.